Okay, we've got a little handful of news stories today. One from the Chicago Tribune, which is kind of depressing. The White House is proposing to double the amount of federal money it's going to spend on abstinence-only education next year, up to $270 million.
They're going to start.
What a waste.
What's wrong with this?
It just doesn't work.
What's the problem?
They're going to start paying for chastity belts in high school.
I don't understand. What's wrong with teaching abstinence?
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
It
does matter. What a waste of money. Why are we wasting $135 million extra dollars on abstinence? How about they kind of sit kids down and just, you know, be realistic and, you know, try and explain that they'll have better sex if they're having better communication?
So you're saying they should put money into sex instructors, perhaps? Like, literally have people go to schools like a man and a woman.
No, but they should just
teach them how to do it properly.
They should stop being this kind of like titillating or off limits or overly humorous. It's just not normal here, is it? People just can't think that actually having great sex is about having a great relationship or good communication with somebody. It's all so mysterious and
it's
true.
Wouldn't it be horrible if like they had like it would be horrible to have like an actual sex instructor where all the guys get to have sex for the first time with a teacher they hired? And just so, like, what kind of education would that be? It's like, how many times would she have to say, that was a little quick. But, you know, as you get older.
But that would be the opposite. That would be utterly pointless.
But, I mean, America spends huge amounts of money on
utterly
stuff.
Pointless in one big significant way. That the point would be that why would you want to have sex with somebody with whom you have no interest in talking to afterwards?
What, are you kidding?
Your teacher?
Are you kidding? I mean, are you really not kidding, guys?
I'm not
serious. You're really not serious.
You've never had sex with somebody? You just wanted to, you know, not talk to?
No way.
Oh, my God. You're some sort of freak of nature. Sometimes that's the best thing. if you have an understanding, like it's sort of we're just going to do this and we're just going to go.
Done with it.
That's like, it's like a gift.
No, it's screwed up, guys.
No. It's funny.
And there are women out there.
No, I'm sorry. Unless the woman agrees, it's screwed up. Go ahead.
You asked me,
and I said no. Okay, don't get on my case.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's incredibly meaningful. For you, you guys just get up and walk away.
Oh, you can tell me you've never had unmeaningful sex just for sex's sake? Come on.
Okay, listen to this. All right.
Go ahead. All right. Moving on.
Okay, now we're moving on. Okay, just when it's getting interesting, we're moving on.
No, I thought that we were told to move on by the higher father in my earphones.
The higher authority.
Okay,
the same one that Bush listens
to. Off you go, Riley.
Up next, the Salon.com story of the day, plus the liberal agenda, and you on... Oops, I almost said something I wasn't supposed to say. All here on Air America, but first, news headlines on the half hour.